I am an ideal being. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with an absolute philosopher. I am an ideal being. An ideal being is one that is perfect as created. How were we created? Were we created with ideal bodies, with ideal minds, with ideal spirit, with ideal allness to us? Were we created as an ideal representation of an ideal idea? When you think an idea, do you think an idea as being perfect? Or do you think an idea as becoming? Do you think an idea as something which is evolving and revolving and coming into whatever it's going to be? Or do you think of it as being perfect? When we think of a little child, we do not think of the little child as a little child, or as an adult, or as a teenager, or anything else. We think of the child as an ideal idea, perfect in every way. We think every organ, action, function of the child's body is perfect. We think of the child in every respect as being the ideal being. And this is who we are. Yes, this is who you and I. This is who we are. We are the ideal being. We are the ideal being. And it's up to us to have this paramount thought be forever in our consciousness. It's up to us to always be thinking of ourselves as the ideal being. It's up to us to always be thinking of ourselves as that which is perfect and that which is good and that which is glorious and that which is wonderful. It's always necessary for us to be thinking of that. Can we think that we have associated ourselves with anything less than ideal? Can we think that we have associated ourselves as anything less than wonderful and good and beautiful? Yes, we have run into areas in our life where we have had mud on our feet and we washed it off. We have had experiences in our life that have been challenging and very, very limiting to us, and we haven't known exactly what to do about it. We haven't known exactly how to handle ourselves under these experiences. And we always try to be very careful of all of the things that are in our life, in our world, in who we are, because that is what our everyday experience is going to be. That is what our every moment experience is going to be. That is what our every time experience is going to be. How wonderful our life is, and how wonderful it is for us to live in a world where we do things that are perfect and beautiful and wonderful. How wonderful it is for us to live in a world that places us in a situation where everything is in divine order. How wonderful that is. We'll be challenged many times to be placed in that wonderful ideal order situation. And as we do that, we must be very careful. Because if we allow ourselves to think just one thought which takes us away from our ideal self, then that's who we are. Now, it's not a matter that that has to be. It's just a matter that that's the way the principle works. It's up to us to, at all times, keep our thoughts pure and perfect and beautiful and good. It's up to us at all times to do all things that make our life wonderful and divine. It's up to us. Are you willing and able to do that? Are you willing and able to take that cause into your life and into your world and into your experience? Are you willing and able to be at all times true to yourself, true to who you really are? If you ever allow yourself to chastise another, then you are that chastisement. If you ever allow yourself to praise another, then you are that praise. It's as simple as that, and as beautiful as that. That's how the principle works. If we say 2 times 2 is 5, it'll always be incorrect. If we say 2 times 2 is 4, it'll always be correct. So, what is it that's correct for us? The 2 times 2 is 5, which makes it inharmonious with all the mathematical programs that exist, or 2 times 2 is 4, which makes it correct as all the mathematical programs that exist. Where is it that we place our consciousness? Where is it that we place our thinking, our world? Where is it that we place the ideal of who we are? Where is it that we are who we are? It's up to us to be very careful, to be very sincere, to be very wonderful in everything that we do. Because as we are wonderful in everything that we do, we find that all of life is a beautiful experience for us. If we associate with the present and know who we are in the present, if we are a loving, dynamic, beautiful being in the present, that will be what we experience, and that's what we express, and that's what we know all the time. Are you willing to live your life completely from the point of view that you speak, think, and act only in your ideal form as an ideal being? Can you do that? We surely can. Do we want to? It takes a little bit of effort on our part to do that. It takes a little bit of effort on our part to stand forth for who we are. Who are you? Who am I? What sort of a person am I? What sort of person are you? What sort of an ideal being are you? What sort of an ideal being am I? Am I always going to be as beautiful and wonderful and fantastic as my thought about myself is? Only if I am consistent. Only if I am consistent every moment of my life of thinking the ideal thought of who and what I am. It's up to me. It's up to me. And it's up to how I think. It's up to how I live. It's up to how I allow thoughts in my mind as I dwell only on the purity, only on the goodness, only on the truth about myself. I'm cleared in my thinking only as I remain pure, true, and loving. I am pure in my living only as I remain pure in my thought, in my attitude toward myself, in my attitude toward my world. I create everyone in my world beautiful and good. I create everyone in my world wonderful and fantastic. I create everyone in my world ideal right now. And that includes you, and that includes me, and that includes everything that I am. Know this and live this every moment of your life, and you'll find that indeed you are an ideal being. Indeed, I am an ideal being. It's up to me what thoughts I think. It's up to me what attitudes I have. It's up to me what actions I take. Or that's what it's all about. And that's where it's all about. Have a lovely day in doing these things, in living these things, in knowing these things. And as you do, have a lovely day in living and knowing these things. They will be yours forevermore. And that'll be the only way that you will be known, is by the beautiful thoughts you have in your consciousness, that I have in my consciousness, that we have in our world. Know this is true for you, now and forevermore, for it is who you are. You are the ideal being. I am the ideal being, and that's all that matters. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.